Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words concerning my annual descent into password hell. As the new year approaches, a lot of us are taking our cues from the IT experts who encourage the general populace to change passwords once a year, like smoke alarms or high school girlfriends. Meaning now is when the brain racking begins to come up with a new password for 2014. We've all seen the little bar that rates our passwords in relation to strength. Red means weak. Don't you love being called weak by a snotty algorithm? And no matter how many times you respond, "Oh yeah, well you're pedantic," it doesn't help. The stronger the password, the greener the bar. Of course, they keep adding new rules. Now your password can't be any password you've ever used before, and it has to have capital letters and non-consecutive numerals and at least 6 characters, well, no more than 12, and it can't be 123456 7 or the word password or eat poo and die, because some sites have a filter for that. And yeah, we know the best password doesn't mean anything. It's just a random series of numbers, letters, hashtags, asterisks, and ampersands. And looks like Popeye's dialogue balloon after hitting his thumb with a hammer, which means you got not chance one in hell to remember it. Then there's always the password retrieval question, which never appears familiar, giving rise to the distinct possibility that drunken site registration may have occurred. My favorite pet? Who can make that kind of judgment? My daughter's middle name? I don't have a daughter that I know of. My favorite non-cruciferous vegetable? The hell does that mean? You can always use a password protection app, but those seem dodgy as well. Like those subliminal tapes we used to play during sleep cycles. My biggest fear was always the subliminal message was, "Buy more tapes." For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.